From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama provides details this evening on the pace and timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. He'll reportedly announce that up to 10,000 troops will be pulled out by spring of next year. Seth Jones is an expert on Afghanistan with the RAND Corporation.
I think the most important part of this speech is much less the number of forces that are going to be coming out and much more what is the U.S. strategy going to be over the long run, and B, what is the U.S. commitment going to be?
NPR's Paul Brown reports the president is facing competing pressures as he considers the path forward for the U.S. in Afghanistan.
Outgoing Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and other military leaders warn that removing too many troops too soon will minimize the effectiveness of the 2009 Afghanistan troop surge. But the rising desire to bring troops home from the longest war in U.S. history crosses party lines. Even some Republicans, including presidential hopeful John Huntsman, question the value of keeping troops in Afghanistan. The U.S. Conference of Mayors has called on the president to fund pressing needs in their cities and towns rather than the war. Tonight, President Obama is likely to outline his plan as he tries to end a costly war undertaken by President Bush and paid for with borrowed money as Mr. Bush successfully promoted tax cuts. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up their meeting in Washington today. The central bank is expected to leave a key interest rate at its current record low level, and no new steps are expected to boost the U.S. economy. Danielle Carson reports the Fed will also release its quarterly forecast on growth, inflation, and unemployment.
With the recovery sputtering after getting hit with higher gas prices and Japan's earthquake, the Fed is expected to shave points off its forecast for economic growth. Robert Bruska is chief economist at Fact and Opinion Economics.
Federal Reserve officials have been cutting their own personal forecasts, so we know there's going to be some reduction in their outlook for growth. But I don't think the Fed has any other strategy because it has no more rabbits to pull out of its policy hat.
Which is to say, analysts say it's unlikely the Fed will launch a third round of government bond purchases to help stoke economic growth. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The latest problem plaguing communities dealing with flooding from the Missouri River is a shortage of sand, sand to fill bags used to hold back floodwaters. Missouri's governor is directing the state's emergency management agency to help out. In the town of Craig, Missouri, tractor repairman Mike French tells KCTV the flooding may wipe out some businesses there for good.
We've already lost a couple of businesses because of the flood threat. The hardware store already closed up and they're not coming back. And depends on what happens with the flood, I might not either.
In Minot, North Dakota, more than 10,000 residents have been given until this evening to evacuate as a river there threatens to leave some areas under 10 feet of water. This is NPR News from Washington. First Lady Michelle Obama says the world is looking to young people to be the next generation of problem solvers. Mrs. Obama delivering a keynote address in Johannesburg, South Africa today at a forum of young women from all over the African continent.
If anyone ever tells you that you shouldn't or you can't, then I want you to say with one voice, the voice of a generation, you tell them, yes, we can.
Mrs. Obama urging the gathering to be the ones who banish hunger and to end HIV and AIDS. Action on a bill to legalize same-sex marriages in New York State could occur as early as today. NPR's Joel Rose reports the legislation is now before the New York State Senate.
Outside the state capitol, Amelia Gallagher rallied with hundreds of others in support of a same-sex marriage bill that cleared the state assembly last week.
New York needs to have marriage equality, and they've been stalling long enough. They need to have the vote.
The bill's opponents held demonstrations of their own inside the Capitol. Baptist pastor Tim DeLello wants to see stronger legal protections for institutions that don't want to recognize same-sex marriage.
I believe that there's not enough religious protection in the bills. It's very dangerous, a very dangerous bill.
Lawmakers say they've reached a tentative agreement on other contentious issues, but Republicans in the state Senate haven't said when or if they will call for a crucial vote on same-sex marriage. Joel Rose, NPR News, Albany.
Officials say the fire danger in the southwestern states is likely to remain high for weeks until seasonal rain arrives. Forecasters say storms that normally stop the threat are not expected until at least mid-July. Fire crews are making progress in attacking three major blazes in Arizona. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.